Lori Prox here with Dennis Ragsdale, a city manager for Valdez. And Dennis, got your feet under you. We've had you in several times, but are you feeling like you're settling into Valdez?
Yeah, I think I'm settling pretty good. There's still a lot to learn, and I learn more every day. But I feel like I'm pretty settled, and I'm trying to make some progress now, move forward with the things on my agenda.
And there have been some pretty huge things on the agenda, but famous last words. Tonight looks a little brief, of course. We'll talk about elections at the end of our interview here. But first tonight, Board of Equalization at 6 p.m. And I know people have asked, what is that?
Well, that is when someone has an issue with property tax. And it could be many different issues, income related, or even the tax bill might
itself,
be an error.
The amount, yeah. So. And I think in tonight they meet and look at this situation, and there's two
on the agenda, and they look at the situation at hand and make a decision on an adjustment or not.
All right, so a few items at 6 o'clock, regular meeting at 7 o'clock. It is Motorcycle Awareness Month, so of course everyone's firing up. Maybe not today, but soon. Also, certifying results of Valdez municipal election. So last night, a big election, but not all the seats are for sure, because there are a lot of absentee question ballots out there.
Yeah, I think there's
80
ballots in 35 of the
conditional. Yeah, 80 absentee, and then there's a few question.
Yeah, right.
So, and that's kind of a high number. I think they were saying last night that somewhere around 50 or something is the usual. So it might make a little bit bigger impact, and I think I've had this on the radio all day, but Ruth, of course, is in Knight.
Yes.
She was the only candidate for mayor. Alan Sorum is in because he's the only candidate for a school board 1 year term. And it looks like Dennis Fleming is in with 282, Nate Smith, 282. Darren Reese had 242 votes. The next highest vote getter is 234. So with 80 ballots out there, we'll be finding out about noon today what the situation is there. And then on the school board also, Joe Prox is in. There's two seats for a three-year term. And then it's Melissa Cockerham, 261, Erica Shirk, 239. So I was going to ask you, though, about propositions because there is one that is a little bit close. Just saying, the thing I sent out here had the description of propositions because I can't remember that far back. So, the one that was close was extending the term of office for mayor and council. So if that's voted in, it will happen, right? Automatically.
Right.
But the other one is providing a stipend for mayor and council members, and that's just an advisory vote, right?
I don't have the exact language on that, but it would go into place on the next term. They can't vote themselves.
Yeah, I think the way that was explained, that they could just do this, but
right.
Wanted an advisory vote.
Right. Like
so,
a
but
straw
there would have
poll
to be
vote.
Further yeah. action
yes.
the council would
yes.
have to take in order to make that
right.
happen. All right. Anything else on the elections? Thank you to all the election workers. I know it's a long day. And
it seemed like there was a relatively good turnout
for a
local election this time of year. So, the people spoke, then some policies will probably change or be directed a little bit differently.
Now, you're new, so what do you do if you have a new council person, what do you do to get them up to speed?
Well, I would like to meet with them individually, of course, and basically tell them what's going on and get some feedback from them as far as what kind of initiatives they would like to move forward to. What's their priorities? So.
All right. New business, certifying the results of the election. So that'll happen tonight. Appointment to Providence Valley's Medical Center Health Advisory Council. I don't recall who that was.
I think it's a 5 month term. So it's just to fill a term
from
a resignation. And there's two people that are up for that. Matthew Fisick. I hope
both butchering it, but sorry. Yeah. We apologize.
And Daniel O'Connor.
All right. So, good. You did your homework. Got his paper here. I think I read them and promptly forgot. And then approval for public convenience and necessity certificate renewal for Valdez Yellow Cabs. That's an annual thing.
Right.
Also approving a land use permit for Mineral Creek Subdivision. And these are all kind of went through planning and zoning.
And right. And this is something I think that occurs year after year. It started in 2003. And it's just a renewal of the using the town plaza for the summer months.
And the next item on the city council agenda, we talked about before, stevedoring. And there's an exclusive, it looks like, services kind of permit.
Right. Yeah, the council decided to keep it exclusive services when the last one ran out. So it went out back out for bid, and we only received one bid. So we're going to recommend awarding to that
bid. Exclusive.
Yes.
And so you, there is one more thing I'd like to go back to, I guess, on the election. There is a proposition that talks about establishing more policy for contracting. So what, and that passed.
Right.
So where do you go with that from here?
Well, now we go back into the ordinances, and the council will pass an ordinance that provides the limitations for staff issuing contracts, and then when it has to go to council, and then the reporting mechanisms that we'll have to put in place. There was a little conflict between the charter and the ordinance, and over time, staff was using the ordinance rather than the charter, and the charter was more controlling. So when I noticed that a month or so or 2 months ago, you know, knew we had an issue that needed to be fixed one way or the other. And
now, how is our charters on purchasing and contracting in comparison to some of the other cities that you've worked?
Well, I think the charter was a little more restrictive because typically a $40,000 or $50,000 limit is given to the city manager with a reporting mechanisms to make sure everything's above board. That's not atypical. But in our case, the charter would require virtually any contract to go to the city council first. And there's the reason for the flexibility is you might be in the middle of a project and need another contract. Something might happen that you have to do that would maybe shut down the project for a period of time if you didn't have the authority to go into that other contract and move forward. So that's pretty much the reason for the flexibility.
It is funny because the city has a lot of money. The city is contracting, and if it's open to the public, then there's going to be winners and losers. So, you know, I don't think any policy or any system is ever, wow, everyone loves this,
right?
Because there's always someone who doesn't
right.
get it. So, you know, by virtue of maybe the way it was done, but do we have a lot of work to do in this area? Do you think we can get closer to getting people happier or consistency? Is that what we're
yes,
aiming for?
I think we can. And I know there's some people that are against the change, but I think the key to it is really the reporting mechanisms. If we keep the citizens and the council informed of what we're doing and basically being transparent, which is a word that's being used a lot lately, then I think the controversy will smooth out and everybody will be on the same page.
All right. Back to ordinances. We have our first reading on Valdez Municipal Code zoning under...
Yes, that's the marijuana ordinance, and it's now ready. They at the last meeting they made some changes, and the changes were significant enough that it had to go back.
And those
for
changes
another
are
meeting.
In the council packet. So
yes,
if anyone's
they are.
Wondering what, you know, sometimes it goes back to draft. So if you want to go check on that, that's
right. And they're redlined. The changes are redlined, so it's easy to go through and see where they are.
Now, how are you feeling about this? It's been a long process. You've had a lot of public input. Are we at a place where the business or the folks who are potential business people involved in the marijuana trade are happy, the public is happy? It's the same thing. You're getting a lot of...
I don't know if happy is the word to use, but I think that there's not exactly consensus on this issue. It seems like that the council is trying to address that the state has approved it, and we have to have some tolerable regulations in our community to deal with the fact that it is here. And the council has listened to the public and tweaked these a number of times, and so I think it's something reasonable.
So no one's going to be surprised by
no,
these.
I think the groups that are for and against have been in the meetings and seen
the
evolution of it, and I'm not saying it's going to get approved necessarily, and we're going to before it's voted on, we'll have new council members on board too. So they might have a different point of view.
All right. Also on the council meeting, we're talking with Dennis Ragsdale, city manager for Valdez. We have granting outfall electric and utility easements to Silver Bay Seafoods. And this is just granting them an easement, but this is quite a project. So I don't know if you can speak to that. It's a big project.
It's a huge project.
And we're always
project.
Talking about economic right, development, right. But here it is happening, and it's
right. It's a huge
sizable.
Project for the city,
so I guess we should explain what it is for folks who maybe we have people
it's
just
a fish
moving
processing,
to town for summer.
Plant, and I wasn't here when all the approval processes went through on that, so I don't know all the details of what they're doing in there, but it involves fish processing. So
and it is over across the harbor on
right.
the spit, so
right.
it is kind of a little hard to know because there's so much going on
right.
over there. So who
right.
you know what belongs to who, but you know in the midst of that they're putting together quite a
right.
quite a facility.
Right, it's a I believe the building's about 60,000 square feet, so that's very large industrial. Building.
All right,
and the easement, which it's essentially trading. They need the easement moved, and we're getting easement back. So it's not going to affect the city at all.
No, we're always talking about economic development. We want to give people things and a grant and a this. Well, here we have somebody building. So is the city proactively encouraging this? Is there anything that we're doing, or just trying to work with them on things such as this?
Well, I think obviously we're going to try to work with them as much as we can. And I think one thing that people don't realize here, the processing and permitting fees here are very minimal compared to a lot of cities, and especially in the lower 48. And I think that alone is a huge economic incentive. So.
All right. Is that something that they've mentioned? That's part of the reason they're here, or just
I wasn't involved in that part of it, so I don't know if that is something that they noticed and drew them here for that facility.
All right. Under resolutions, also waiving solid waste fees for residential property city cleanup event. So that's a regular thing. That's
right.
The 21st.
Right. And we're encouraging people. If you have junk, this is the time to get rid of it. So.
Yeah, because otherwise, sometimes it costs you to get rid of junk, but not on May 21st. And incidentally, for folks who haven't been here before, the cleanup day is a big deal around here because a lot of junk gets hidden under the snow, and everyone just kind of does their part on that Saturday, the 21st. So there will be cleanup bags at different locations around town. Sometimes there's gloves. There's usually a barbecue afterwards. So I'm sure we'll have more information from Park and Rec on all of that. But mark your calendars because it is a good day. And a lot of people have great fun that day because everyone's kind of out and about. And it's kind of signals the spring. And we want town to be picked up and looking nice so we can all enjoy. So council travel report. And that is itemized if anyone wants to see itemized travel for... that's council and clerk, I believe, as well. Lot 10 and 11, AWS. I'm not sure I remember what that is. Reports. I should just ask. Any reports worth...
let me look that up real quick.
There's a new boat harbor construction progress report, too. So if you're looking for a little light reading, and those reports always have a lot of good pictures, which, of course, for me, makes it a good book. So if you go into... the city website, there's under reports for council, because it's ugly over there. There's a lot of people, a lot of things. But if you want to look at some pictures to see a little closer what's actually going on over there, and there's a written report. So this is I don't know how often that's done. I know it's in almost it must be at least once a month in the council packet, maybe both meetings.
Right on the harbor.
Yeah,
and we're gonna start. Having some different formatting for that reporting and try to give a little more information as the months go.
Now, who is working, on the city side with that project? Of course, it's contracted out and you have project managers, but who's the internal control to...
Well, it's Jason Mills right now, and he's the public facilities director. He's an engineer, and he works with the contractors and project managers and with the harbor.
But he didn't come in the start of this project either,
right?
That's right.
So he's gaining momentum as far as his knowledge of the planning and amendments to the plans that need to occur.
All right.
So I went back and looked up that the lots. A number of years ago, there was a proposal to purchase those lots. They're down in Alpine Woods. That's Alpine Woods subdivision, and there's that interest is being renewed. So it's going to be a consideration if the council wants to move forward with purchase of the lots, and they're in the floodplain, and there's a difficulty with putting in a septic tank and wells in that area, and especially in the low part. So there'll be some discussion about that.
So a lot on the city's plate, but another thing, it's really a state, but it's all the construction in town. So
right. That
I know a lot of the construction, you know, there have been meetings and it's kind of, you know, here's what's happening. And then the next day something else is happening.
Right.
So what is the city's involved? You know, and I know I just want to make it clear, this is largely, while the city does have some construction, these big projects are largely the state's project. But what role does the city play in that? And is that something, because, you know, we talk about economic development, but the difference with having construction on your property in May versus June can be big dollars
right. For
some of our local businesses that was unanticipated, unplanned, and
Right. And we do have people monitoring the project and making sure it stays as on time as possible. They've identified some utility conflicts, and the location of the light poles were in the wrong place because they were going to conflict with the sewer. So the city does have to be involved in those kind of issues because it changes construction schedules. And we are definitely aware that some of the businesses, motorhome parts, those are extremely affected by a construction process that limits traffic getting in and out. So we're kind of on top of that. And
we could ask
stay.
The public, too, because I know, you know, right. I know the coffee shop right there,
right.
Very concerned, but it's really
right.
not. They have no control. And so, no. You know, do your best to try to still get to those businesses
right.
and support them because it'll be wonderful. Of course, everyone wants this construction.
Right.
So that's not, I mean, I think everyone, business folks realize that this will be better in the end, but I'm trying to minimize the.
Well, the contractor has to have a maintenance of traffic plan to do the project. And the idea is to keep them on that plan and not get delays so that it really impacts our season.
And has the city allocated time and resources to kind of keep on top of
yes,
that?
Yes, we have, and we will be. And if anybody has an issue, they can call the city and we'll
and
see
who,
what we
who
can
is
do.
That in the city?
Well,
that's
Jason
kinda...
Miles would be the head person that would be looking at. But we have other staff, too, that might be assigned depending on what the conflict is and where it is. And
yeah,
and
I know
it is.
Some of the meetings have been held at city buildings, right? For
right.
the progress updates
and
such.
The state is trying to keep us updated, and they are having me. They had a meeting last night, and I haven't heard all the results of that meeting yet. But I'll be briefed on that this morning, and to see if there's anything we need to do to help keep it on track.
Keep it a moving.
Right.
And for the summer, anything else worth mentioning? Things are moving. This is going to be your first spring,
right?
Things get rolling. May is a bit crazy.
Right. I'm trying to keep up with a list of projects and things that go on, the activities, but nothing big to report yet. Maybe at the next time I'll have a report that deals with that a little bit.
All right. Oh, in Aleutian Village, update on that.
Okay, we're working, and the council appointed a subcommittee to work on that. So we've had two meetings, and we're meeting every Monday. And we're having some meetings with the Aliu Corporation, and we're trying to see if there is a solution that we can work up so that there won't be that disruption of all those houses being displaced. It's very difficult. We don't have too many trump cards to play, so it's based a lot on cooperation.
But the city has established a good contact
yes,
there.
Yes.
So that was kind of part. We were kind of a lot of conjecture and moving
right.
forward without actually getting to
right.
know the principles involved. We now
right.
we now have that under control.
Right. And actually, last week it was fortunate we had three people that were going through Anchorage, and the Aleut Corporation had two people in Anchorage, and they had a meeting. Had a good discussion about things we could do and who wanted what.
And do you have residents involved in that? I know they'd asked to be a part of the discussion.
They weren't in that one because
yeah.
it was in Anchorage. But we don't, on the subcommittee, we don't have, there's no residents now. It's just, it's staff and council trying to come to grips with what we can do. So.
All right. Is that something you'd be, if there's a resident interested, or how you, are they keeping in contact? And I'm sure they're calling you every day saying, well, you know, what is our future here?
We try to have periodic meetings with the residents, but not in that little group, because it's an intense working time. And we really spend about an hour, hour and a half getting assignments, and each person goes back out and tries to make some kind of contact with whoever we need to try to move it forward. So it's,
and I know you had seven different options, I think, from doing nothing to doing it all, basically.
Right,
but any feel for where you're at with that?
No, there's really four of the options that are pretty close to the same that are the targeted ones. You know, we'd like to do what we can to keep the dump from being closed down and evacuated. You know, evicted is what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, either word, they don't. Yeah. Neither one of them comes out
right,
very nice,
right.
Does it? All right. So I think that is it. There's a council calendar in the agenda, along with some different letters and things. So, anything else?
No, not in particular. Unless you have a question or.
All right, and we'll be back. I guess this will air later. So when it airs in the 9 a.m. news hour, we'll have. Election results later. Hopefully by the noon hour, we'll have the election results. And if it's 6 o'clock, you already know who's in and what's going on.